obviously one you'd love to forget.
Yeah, yeah. They you know, Portland came on and shot the ball great. Yeah, you know, first half they was just on fire, scoring from everywhere, shooting the ball from every angle. You know, it's tough to stop those guys. We didn't quite come out with the energy that we were supposed to. It was a big game for us, so we should have been amped up for this one, but we wasn't.
Is it kind of good now to get a few days off and just have a break after a game like that, or do you rather go right back at it?
I'd rather go right back at it, if you ask me, because, you know, it's fresh in your mind, and you want to definitely get it off your mind. You want to improve and try to get a win sooner than later. But with these days off, some guys got a tendency to get a little rusty because they're like four games off with this with the All-Star break. But we got to do our part during this break and keep ourselves in shape and kind of stay sharp on the basketball court and be ready for Tuesday against Memphis.
You looking forward to the All-Star game?
It's always fun during the weekend. You know, get a chance to hang out with a lot of friends of mine. You know, so. With that being said, the All-Star game is always a great, great game. You never know who's going to be courtside watching the game, which is exciting. And also just the fact of being around all the guys with photo shoots and different appearances and all the fans that love your game and just been a fanatic for you for a while. So it's great to be there and please them and have fun at the same time.
I know what Alvin said to us. What did he say to you guys? Because he wasn't...
Yeah, he was a little upset, you know, knowing how big this game was for us. Portland's is maybe one or two games out from maybe bumping us out of the playoffs or so. So it's a big game for us. And every game so far is going to be a huge game. And we have to stay motivated every night. We have to be ready to play every single night because in the Western Conference, there's only, you know, one or two games out from being, you know, two in the playoffs or in the Western Conference or being out of the playoffs. So, you know, you have to be amped up and ready to go every night.
In his post-game press conference, Alvin said,
well, I definitely think that, you know, Portland was hot. You know, they shot the ball extremely well in the first half. We could have did a better job defensively out there as a unit, but you know, we got to give respect to Portland because they came off a horrible game the night before, and they want to definitely change that and come out tonight with some aggressiveness and shoot the ball well. So they did that against us.
After all this time off, Amari, what do you attribute the start to?
What, tonight? Yeah, I think that may be somewhat of a reason. We may have been a little bit rusty out there on the basketball court because we had so many days off. And, you know, it's always tough to really bring, you know, be totally sharp after those days off. So, but we can't make any excuses. You know, we got to definitely bring it no matter what because, like I say, the Western Conference is so tight. You have to bring it. So, with that being said, we don't have the same type of situation going into Memphis on Tuesday. We're going to have, you know, a few games off. We can't have any excuses. We got to definitely keep ourselves sharp and be ready for that game.
After rolling off five wins, how disappointing is it to not be able to carry that forward into the break?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're the last six games were 5-1, so that's not bad. But the only bad thing about the Western Conference is so tight to where you want to win every game because you want to create some separation. But we just have to maintain and understand that we're a better team than what we showed tonight and get ready for Memphis.
I know you don't probably want to talk about this, but this could be your last home game.
Yeah, I'm not really discussing the trades and stuff like that, but it could have been. You never know.
Seems like you tweaked your ankle at the end of the fourth quarter. Anything serious?
Yeah, no, nothing serious. I got a sharp elbow in the in my groin there from Steve Blake, you know, but it's nothing serious. Yeah, playing with LB. I've been playing with him for now since his rookie year. So, you know, he's definitely has grown as a player. He shoots the ball extremely well. He's one of the fastest guys in the NBA. So he's that microwave for us, the instant offense off the bench. You know, so he's been phenomenal for us for all 7 years.
And what do you expect about the World Championship? Because Brazil and United at the same time, the same group. What do you think about this group?
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, with Brazil being there and playing well as they did this past summer. And for us, USA, to go back at it again and try to repeat and get the gold medal again. So it's going to be exciting. It's always fun to play in the World Games. And I think it's in Turkey this year, so we should enjoy that.
What does it mean to you to be named to that Olympic team?
It means a lot. You know, being the fact that I've been with those guys for maybe 4 years prior to the Olympics. And to finally be healthy enough to get back out there and play is a great feeling for me.
Guys, discouraged by that? Do you think it just seemed like everything, all the air went out?
I don't think we got discouraged. I think we just was a little rusty from all those days off, and we couldn't quite get it going. And they took advantage of that. They were sharp. They had a disappointing loss the other night, so they came out with great focus and great intensity from the start. Meanwhile, we had a few days off and came out a little bit rusty. So I think we just got to wipe this away and understand what we did wrong. And we didn't play as hard as we could have or should have. But we can't have that excuse going into Memphis. We got to be ready to go.
Feeling good about the team at the break?
Oh, yeah. We definitely feel good about ourselves. I think we can do a better job than what we showed tonight. But from a general standpoint, I think we all feel pretty good about the way we play over the past week and a half or so. So, you know, we're in good shape. We just got to make sure that we maintain our focus and stay sharp over this All-Star break and be ready to go next week.
Thank you.